Don't you know before what judgment we will stand? Don't you think that we are held accountable for both our words and thoughts, yet we pay no attention to our actions? For whoever looks at a woman, he says, with lust has already committed adultery with her. And yet those who are held accountable for just a passive look don't even refrain from living in the sin itself. Whoever will say to his brother, "You fool," shall be thrown into hell. But we even insult them with countless slurs and plot against them slyly. He who loves someone who loves him is no better than a pagan, but we even envy them. So what leniency will we have when we are commanded to exceed the old ways, yet we weave ourselves a life path even more stringent than theirs? What argument will save us? Who will stand up and assist us when we are punished? Nobody, but we will inevitably wail, weep, and gnash our teeth as we are taken away, tormented into that lightless gloom, the pains which no prayer can prevent, and the punishments that can't be relieved.